Want to roll dice with your favorite Bad GM? Check out starplaying.games and search for Bad GM Dan. You can join me for some Warhammer Fantasy roleplay, possibly some Pathfinder 2nd Edition, Starfinder 2nd Edition, maybe even some Marvel Multiverse RPG. You know, just like any RPG, the limit is only your imagination. Check out startplaying.games to book me however you want, or join a game that I'm already running. I hope to see you there, and we'll roll some dice together.
The Professional Casual Network has gear. If you're looking to get some sweet merch from Beards, Ears, and Skulls, Grim Podcast, A Perilous Adventure, Arachne, and Infinity Podcast, or a whole lot more, you can check out streamlabs.com/professionalcasualnetwork1/merch. Also, don't go to Built Bar anymore. They're not a sponsor, and they're dead to us, so head over to monumenthobbies.com and use code PROFESSIONALCASUAL at checkout for 5% off every single order you possibly, you know, like, order for, like, paints and board games and stuff. Right? Thanks!
The podcast you're about to listen to is part of the Professional Casual Network. For more podcasts like this, they say you should go to professionalcasual.com. Do what you want. Leave me alone.
It's Gapapa 280 Dragon Quest 7.
Morning edition of Gapapa. Special morning edition by me. We're doing a change of pace here. So last episode was our character creation, and today we're gonna have our four players. Jess, who is playing a farmer who wants nothing to do with the party, so she doesn't. Dan decided he wanted to be a sturdy character, so I made him a wall. Danny wrote the handsomest man, but or at least she thinks she did, but it actually says the handsest man, so now you have seven arms. And Tim, whose name, class, motivation, and personality is Piss Fidget. Let's do it.
I don't like that you've reduced all my characters to exactly their motivation.
Jess, quick, write that down so we can do that as a one shot someday.
I love how you asked me to write that down when I walked away to shut the door because the dogs were coming down the stairs. So I don't know what's going on.
All I can remember is I'm a wall and Piss Fidget.
All I heard was Piss Fidget. Yeah. Tim being mad about it.
No, it was I'm writing down Piss Fidget.
I have seven arms.
What am I?
Dog?
I don't remember.
You're a farmer who wants nothing to do with the story, so you don't.
Oh, all right.
Which I like that you're making Jess play against type, because typically Jess is very involved in the story.
I am. I'm usually like super intensely like, no, plot line, let's go.
Yeah. I randomized all of them except for Tim's.
I was waiting for you to be so mean to Tim, but I was like, well, he's not webby right now, so maybe not. And then it was, no, I feel like Tim
was just honest. Yeah. Yeah.
What was it? Name, class, and motivation or Piss Fidget?
Well, name, class, motivation, and personality. And
personality. How'd I forget that?
Perfect.
Piss Fidget. I can't wait to see what that means to Tim.
Piss Fidget. Piss Fidget.
I can't wait for him to rename his Discord name. Piss Fidget.
Yes. Happening now.
Oh, you're on my Discord, right though.
Now. Yeah, let's rename Dan to Piss Fidget.
No! Actually, you're naming to the wall. Oh, I just saw somebody run by. I hope they're not chasing a dog.
One of them's down here.
George is down here.
Yeah.
Oh, George is still down here?
Yep. Yeah, I left her down here because she's a good dog.
That's true.
She might bark at me the minute I like show my face, but she's a good dog.
Even when I opened the door and let you in, she freaked out.
I know.
Jess was hanging out a couple weeks ago with Tim and Tim's wife. We were playing some magic, and Nelson was being all Nelson, but he's a big horse dog. Oh my God. And he'd walk between the chairs that Jess and Lindsay were sitting in, and his tail would whap, whap, whap between the two of them. And Jess was like, ow, ow, ow. And it was, he like tried to jump up on her at one point. And I was like, just tell him to get down. You can just like, you got to be stern because he's big and dumb.
Yep.
And then she was
smooth
like,
smooth puppy brain.
Off. Yes, yeah. Very smooth puppy brain. And then he came over later and was just like breathing on her. And she was like, get out of here, ugly face. And Tim was like, you can't just be mean to him for no reason. He still has feelings, we think.
We think.
Did I tell you? He actually turned the fan on with his tail.
What?
Like the standing oscillating fan. He went by and his tail like hit one of the buttons and it turned the fan.
You get to push that pretty hard too.
I know. Clicks. His tail is
a meat stick.
Wild.
Like wax, like the muscles in his tail.
Yeah. So we're pretty sure he's part lab because I don't think he feels pain.
No. We should have his DNA results back in the next like week or so.
Turns out he's 100% bitch.
Ben, real quick question. Is piss fidget hyphenated? One word or two?
It's one word. Thank you for asking.
I like one word, yeah.
I did accidentally set my name across all servers to piss fidget very briefly.
That'll look great in Merchant Guild.
Yeah. Man, we just hired piss fidget.
Why would we do that?
Ah, shit.
They're going to message you and be like, you need to change your name to your preferred name in the form.
Yeah, it's my preferred name, character class, and motivation. Merchant Guild.
Just go back and change your Google form to piss fidget. then I'll get offered your spot.
Your badge says piss fidget.
Hey, you got my spot at Gen Con this year.
That's true. You're welcome. Or thank you. Or something. Either way, thanks you for bringing on to patreon.com/pissfidget, especially Expexus, Iron Maze, and Tao, who are our King Ding doppeldongers, and to our professional piss fidgets, Dagna, Briar Mage, Cider Drinker, Kilda Sparky, Quacku, Random Guy, Cliff Jumper, Villasenda, Pagan Prince, David, Handsome Andy, Brooks, Chris Diller, Records,
Bastion, Bangarang.
I was running out of breath, and I tried to go faster. What did you... You just wrote something down and showed it to Tim. What was that?
Don't worry about it.
I am worried about it.
Don't worry about it.
You'll find out when you're editing.
Yeah, you'll see it in the video. How does that feel? How's it feel?
Secret messages.
Because I can look at it right when we're done doing things, or I could just look at your notebook right there. That would also be easy to do. Mm-hmm. But I didn't do that because I don't care that much. Because I'm sure it'll be funny, whatever it is.
All right, I need to know if the Cinerary exploded in the griffin's mouth.
I have to know.
Breathing fire or if its beak blew off its face.
Well, we didn't do all the plugs yet. You got to send your piss fidgets to Studio Box G, West Indiana, New York, 1361.
It's on given.
Or text your piss fidgets to 603-803-3235.
Piss it. I love that you two are right there for it. Yeah, that was like,
so good.
What was this?
Thank you for this.
Real quick, on the Patreon, not only do we have a new member whose name is Richard, but we got a comment on a recent video from one of our newer patrons, PJ, that simply said, oh, I lost it. Hold on. There it is. Man, there's a lot to do here, man. I'm just trying to digest these beans.
Which I assume was a lucky line at the time. When you ate two beans, because it was like it was like episode 160 something he commented on, right?
It doesn't tell me that part. It just shows me the comment. But
oh my very god! Well,
I just saw that.
One. Yeah, 180.
Just trying to digest
these beans. Out of context, lucky quotes would be an excellent Twitter account.
Yeah, it was in the bit for that. Bruno has sleep apnea. Lucky is trying to digest beans. Mina chokes on breakfast, and Webby devises a stratagem.
That's funny.
Nice.
Oh, good stuff. Yeah, out of context, Kapapa is just insane.
It is sometimes difficult when I see comments in the Discord. And it's very clearly a reference to something that was said in an episode. I'm like, I have no idea what that means.
Right? It could be anything.
Non-podcasters understand that it's just you black out and then you wake up later and an episode came out.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Right. Sometimes I'll remember it because I edit it and hear it again. But everybody else, it's like, I said what?
No.
Except for Jess, because she takes great notes.
I also have no idea what half these comments are in the Discord because I didn't listen or was part of 200 episodes.
Yeah.
So they're like, oh, this thing. And I'm like, yay. Like,
okay. Now, welcome to the club, mate.
Right when you had to get Dumpling Gate, of all things described.
Dumpling. Oh,
God. That's the only thing I know occurred in Kapapa was Dumpling Gate because it was explained so many times in the Discord.
Oh, no, it was on the way to Massachusetts. Taylor was like, all right, I need some context. What is Dumpling Gate? And I laughed real hard for a while, then explained it.
Yeah. I think that I was a chief player in Dumpling Gate, and I don't know what it is.
You absolutely were.
Some might say you were the player of Dumpling Gate.
The chief player.
Dumpling.
All right, so... Webby's got to roll his ranged engineering for success levels.
I don't know how you want to handle this in terms of success levels and modifiers. I feel like it has to hit.
We'll just count it as point blank. So plus 40.
Maybe it falls off the tongue.
And it'll be unopposed because there's no way I'm going to be able to stop it.
I feel like internally too, it should like auto crit or something. blowing up internally.
It's pretty wet inside its mouth.
Not for long.
Maybe he has dry mouth from his medications.
That's fair. Mm-hmm. And it's not a bomb, it's an incendiary.
Oh, that's fair. Yeah.
That's two success levels then.
So two ablaze conditions.
Three ablaze conditions. One plus.
Three ablaze conditions.
He might be taking omeprazole too, so the heartburn that would provide maybe not as dire.
So all of a sudden you have a fire-breathing griffin as, you know, as soon as the thing explodes, it opens its mouth and all this fire comes out, but it stays on fire a bit and there's fire coming up out of the sides of its mouth like Mega Charizard X or Y, whichever one it is that has the fire coming out the sides of its mouth. And it's Green Warden's turn. And it's very not happy. I'm going to make sure it has no advantage because now it has another condition. It's bleeding and on fire. And probably going to have a... Oh, no, there's a rat right in front of Green Warden. So probably won't have an arrow in it yet.
Where is the big thing bleeding?
I don't remember. From its body somewhere. This has a bleeding condition.
I was going to say, how does this thing look in terms of, like... stamina.
It looks awful.
Yeah, that tiny rat does not bother me as much as a giant fire-breathing griffin thing does, so I'm going to shoot the big one.
Yeah, and I don't think there's any way you noticed Webby put the incendiary on this thing's tongue while you're being attacked by two rats, so as far as you know, it breathes fire now.
It easily just started breathing fire for no reason.
Correct, and she's like, alright, you know what, this thing needs to be put out of its misery because she is a wood elf, and it really just needs to be put out of its pain. So I'm going to shoot this big one. Question before I actually shoot, because I have limited ammunition. What are the chances of me picking up these arrows afterward?
50%.
Do I just roll each one or something like that?
I think so. Or maybe I'm thinking about D&D.
I generally do that, yeah, because arrows are actually expensive. Elf arrows, even more so. And you have to make those yourself, I'm pretty sure. But depending
on... real elf.
On what? Like, if you... Like, shoot and somebody blocks it with a shield, I would have a much lower chance of this working. But, like, shooting into the flesh of something, 50-50, I'm fine with.
Cool. By the way, that rat who snuck up behind me and then I killed point blank because I get to pick where I killed it, I'm just going to shoot it in the face.
Yeah, and the other one you shot in the neck.
Yep.
Across the way, so that one is a good chance of getting that back.
I think Greedon Warden is going to actually try and make sure that this griffin is down because... she does follow Kernos, and...
Oh, this is, like, blasphemy.
Yeah, no, she's, like, really upset about this thing being warped and bad and awful.
I didn't even think about that. Yeah, yep. You are a follower of the god of the hunt and, like, respect the wildlife. This is an affront to your beliefs.
Yeah, but it is...
more than humans.
Yep, and it is in so much pain.
In my beliefs.
So she shot the one with the device first, thinking that that was the creature doing the harm to it.
Okay.
But it hasn't stopped. It's clearly mutated, and now it's breathing fire out of its mouth, so it just needs to go down. So she's actually going to use an elf arrow on it.
Nice.
Because it just felt appropriate to the situation. Wait.
So I think the big thing there is elf arrows are, like, extra damage. Damage, strength bonus plus... Oh, that's elf bow I'm looking at. Where's elf arrow? Damage plus one. It's accurate, impale, penetrating... So what do you get? You get accurate and penetrating and plus one damage compared to M plus 50 range.
Yeah,
that's crazy. What does accurate do? Plus 10 bonus any test when firing this weapon.
So
because you need that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Plus 16.
Plus 16.
She was testing on 210. Right?
Yep. That's what that says.
And you rolled below your actual skill.
28 damage?
Yeah, because your ranged bow is 70. You rolled under that, so you don't do minimum damage. It is definitely point blank, so I'm going to try to dodge. It might just do even more damage.
And I'm guessing plus 60 plus damage plus some talent.
Plus 10 for the arrow she was using.
Yeah.
Plus size.
I have 5 advantage going on. Like,
so much happening. So yeah. I actually got 6 success levels on that. I rolled as well as I could on the dodge. So.
Aren't you still prone though?
No, I got up last turn.
Oh, okay.
So apply damage. It's a lot.
17.
17 damage suffered. That was nuts. So you're still at full advantage. Jeez. Okay, that really hurt. I will be a little nice and say it's below half now. Okay, so that was Green Warden.
She would have, because I get to choose where I'm aiming.
Oh, yeah.
She's shooting wherever it's bleeding.
Nice.
Does that add bleed conditions?
No.
Come on.
It doesn't have a crit that does that.
Oh.
Lucky Jerry Crumpet.
Yeah, so...
I'm in trouble when I use your whole name.
We're going to... Yeah, for real. But I think
your real name, you're not in that much trouble.
I think we're going to mix it up and dart.
What? That's crazy. And dab. Dart and dab.
Is that a success? It is. Barely.
Aw, man.
So yeah. That'll be only four.
Are you factoring in minus 20?
Yeah, I have been. Because like right now I'm just negating my advantage.
You're just within 5 yards.
But, yeah, so I'll hit, the two boys in the back again. For, 7.
You finally got them. They were both at 1 wound left.
I did it.
After all that, because they soaked 8.
Nice. The
shield.
Yeah.
Wow.
The weapon crew is down. No more Giselle to worry about. That's huge.
Yep.
There's only a couple Skaven left.
And by couple, you mean one.
Correct.
The one in front of me.
There's one Skaven's left.
I should have just killed it.
And that'll bring us to the beast. It knows Mina is not a threat at the moment, so it's going to walk up and try to slash at Lucky with its talons.
So because it's bigger than me and I try to defend with melee polearm, what happens?
Minus 2 success levels.
Yeah. Okay. Perfect. Ooh, that's okay. Just what I wanted to see.
Yeah, I shouldn't have rolled yet.
Beautiful.
Minus 2 success
levels. One shy of a crit. So that's going to be 3, 6.
Oh, minus 1 success level. I forgot to click charging.
7.
Does it matter?
No, it does not.
Okay. You had any positive success levels?
Oh, yeah, I had a ton.
Okay, so you get a thing for
nice. Another advantage.
Yep, and it is Webby's turn.
Yeah, so bombs are not going to work if they're right in my face. We're not going to do that. My Zincher is in cooldown forever. and I can't get away from this thing, so I'm just going to go ahead and patch myself up.
Seems like a good call.
Yeah.
Yep, that's all I can do, so that's what I'm doing.
All right, I'll let you roll that, because you know you're going to get 5 back if you pass. And then it's Mina's turn.
I did not pass. I, in fact, rolled a 100.
Oh, no.
Yikes.
Whoa.
That's not enough to do damage to yourself, because it has to be astounding failure, right, Tim?
What's that?
Oh, okay.
To hurt yourself with a heal test has to be an astounding failure? Or is this a fumble?
I think it's just if you get negatives under your...
Oh, if it would do negative damage. So what's your... you just failed it. That's fine. Because you don't normally add your intelligence bonus in combat anyway.
Right.
So,
right.
All right, so you just failed it.
I'm just wasting my time.
Mina
and Sigmar are in a rowboat back in Seasdot. And they are just chatting about...
Mina who?
Mina and Sigmar.
And Sigmar, okay.
Yeah, her little dream.
Yep.
Yeah.
They are in a rowboat back in Seasdot, and they are chatting about, you know, Mina's path.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Let's see, I got to skip a whole bunch of combatants here, because for some reason it doesn't skip those that are dead. This clan rat! It's too scared of the beast to realize everybody behind him is dead. All it sees is Green Warden and the other dead rat. So it's going to try to stab you one more time before you probably kill it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Only -1. You could roll real bad.
Could I? With a +5?
You could. Get wrecked, nerds. You rolled a 98. That's an auto fail.
That's when my karma comes back at me. Wow,
would
that's
you like to use
funny.
One fortune point? Never mind, you don't have it right now. Would you like to beseech the dark gods?
Wait, why don't I have that? It now? What did I
use? It says 0, so... It's funny. The Foundry sometimes is goofy. It says you won against him by 0 success levels because it like doesn't factor in that a 98 is an auto fail.
Oh, okay. I'm not going to spend my point or anything, so I'm just going to take it.
All right, fair, because that's going to be 7 damage to the body.
And then if I have
87 wounds.
I have 87 wound. How does armor work on this?
You have leather, so you just subtract by one for leather and then another four for your toughness. So you take two wounds.
That's what I thought. Cool. All right. I'm at 25.
I did it, though. Oh, he gets an advantage and you lose all yours.
Oh, F. Stupid rat.
Now you're only going to be hitting on 150.
Only.
All right. So that was that rat's turn, which brings us back to Veronica. She is feeling confident, so she's going to try to shoot the beast with her bow.
Should have killed that stinking rat. It is going to die now.
And she got 7 success levels. The beast is going to try to dodge. It does worse, so she does significant damage to it. Go Veronica. She's killing it. Literally. Actually, I think she should have 2. Actually, I'm going to do 1 more damage because I think she should have had 1 from killing a rat last turn. I believe I forgot that.
She lost a cool test and ran away. At one point.
And then she marked another rat.
Yeah, and then she killed another rat. You're so right. She has 2 advantage. I took 1 more wound off the beast. That's the end of the round. So it's going to trigger all my stuff. All the stunned tests for the dead guys. We'll apply a blaze. It takes 1 damage. And then we'll apply the bleeding. Come on. It rolled not a lot. It's back to Green Warden, who just got stabbed.
Shooting his rat in the damn face.
I'm going to dodge this. Target him so I can dodge and give you more success levels.
That sounds good. I'm okay with that.
You're welcome.
Let me put that back to normal arrows and shoot a rat.
Wow, only plus 5.
I mean,
And it's a crit. You don't need it. You did 21 damage. Wait, what? I had 5 success levels as well.
Oh, is he also testing on 150 for his dodge?
I rolled a 14.
Oh, wow.
On a 50. How is that plus 5?
It's plus 4 because he loses an advantage because of crit.
Huh.
Just saying.
So wait, you had 16 damage. So it should be 11 damage.
Are they calculating?
With armor and stuff.
It doesn't impale add the like units die or something?
That's dangerous or damaging.
Ah.
Oh, it causes a crit on 10.
On multiples of 10, yeah. The crit damage. So you broke his knee. The crit damage is an additional 4 automatic wounds, which is enough to kill the last rat.
He took an arrow to the knee.
Did. He was almost real awesome. Then he took an arrow to the knee.
Yeah. She got pissed and said, fine, I'll kill all the beastmen first.
Wilhelm, you're up.
We're going to try to steal life this now that we've built up enough advantage.
Oh, I hate steal life. This is where it always turns around because then I get fatigued and nonsense.
It's real nice. Dope. That's going
to 20.
Yep. Yeah, I rolled a 20. I'm Sister Golden. So that's going to be just a casual 5 plus 3, 8 plus 4, 12 success levels minus 2 for the area that I'm in. So 10.
Okay.
So we'll steal his life. There's no other active targets, right?
Nope.
All right.
Unless you want to steal Webby's life because he's mean to you.
Actually, yeah, let's hit everyone.
It's barely worth living as
except Veronica.
Or Mina because you won't get any life back.
And from Mina,
her.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got no life to give.
I'm at 0 wounds.
No, it just sounds like a song for some. I can't. What song is that? It sounds like some early aughts alternative song that I can't put my
finger on. Are you talking about Breaking the Habit?
Maybe. That sounds right. Sounds Linkin Park. Maybe.
So we'll do
how much damage?
That's what I'm figuring out. So 10 success levels after the -2 disturbing range or whatever, -7 to actually get the spell off. So 3 at the end of the day.
Plus 6, right?
Plus 6. So that's 11, 14, ignoring armor.
14 ignoring armor, so I take 9. Okay. And I get fatigued, right?
Yep.
Do I get a test against that or just automatic?
Nope, it just happens.
It's dumb, I hate it. And you heal half of that 9, but you're probably not hurt.
I'm not hurt.
You're a jerk.
Yeah.
I'm kidding, you're not a jerk.
Oh, thanks.
Fine.
He's Jerry.
Well done. It's the beast's turn now, and it's mad at you, so it's going to try to claw Lucky.
Well, now I have 5 advantage, so good luck, you idiot.
Stupid.
Can't.
I'm going to roll a crit, though, so. I didn't. I rolled a 93.
I rolled a crit.
On a dodge, right?
No, on a...
Oh, you have been blocking with your pole arm. That's right. Okay.
Yeah, so that is a 55. Let me make sure that actually still hits. So it's minus 40 total, right? Between the disturbing range and...
Well, minus 20 to the test, but then minus 2 success levels.
Yep.
Which is different.
Oh.
Because, like, minus 20 means you have a better chance to fail. Okay. Minus 2 success levels doesn't change your actual skill level.
Gotcha. Okay, but either way, both of them are eaten up by my advantage.
Okay.
So, I mean, it is some positive. Yeah, so I think that equates to one positive success level.
Okay.
After all the negatives and a crit.
I mean, I had a bunch of negatives, so.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Yeah, roll location.
49.
That's the body.
69. Nice.
Nice. That is arterial damage. You damage its arterials.
More bleeding.
Damage.
Yeah, let's see what this does exactly. Arterial damage. Gain 4 bleeding conditions.
Boom.
Arteries. More bleeding.
So this is what Green War was thinking before. Every time you receive damage to the body, gain 2 more bleeding conditions.
Oh, hell yeah.
And 3 automatic wounds that was applied because Foundry's dope as hell. So it now has 5 bleeding conditions and 3 ablaze conditions and 1 fatigued. You guys are a bunch of bullies.
Yep.
Webby.
Yeah, my fingers are being all jittery. I can't really heal myself too good. So I'm just going to hunker down and park myself behind this big arm like it's a tower shield. I'm going to use a total defense action, which I think is a thing.
I think it is, too. I think you get, like, plus 20 to your next defensive thing or something like that.
That sounds fine to me.
Mina, back to you.
Yep.
How's your boat conversation going?
It's going so well.
Yeah.
Very insightful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What kind of things are you saying to Sigmar?
Is not so much me talking as me listening.
What's he saying to you?
Is he talking?
You know, he's clarifying, you know, helping me find my way again on this path in which I felt like I was lost.
Mm-hmm. He's just over explaining an episode of Rick and Morty to her.
Because I cannot watch it because of the pupils.
It's true. She hates the pupils.
That's valid.
Oh, I can't do it.
All right, got to skip like 18 rats or something. Back to Veronica. The rounds are going much quicker now, and she's going to try to shoot this thing again. And she shoots it plus 7 again.
Dang.
It tries to dodge. Gives her additional 4 success levels with that 92 it just rolled. She does 12 damage to it. She kills it!
Nice!
Bitch, stole my kill.
Maybe she'd be as good as a child. Fine to think about that.
Be so careful when I accidentally level my bow at you.
She is flying high. Let's see, where'd that last hit strike? She got it in the left leg. So she hits it in one of its rear lioness legs and drops it. It's just too much bleeding, too much on fire, too many arrows in it, too much of its life stolen, a deep sword wound, and you manage to drop the beast, and there's a whole bunch of dead Skaven lying around. Whew.
Medic! My bread and butter! I rush over to Mina.
I love that Veronica killed it.
I hate great. The Veronica kill.
I did not expect her to do that. Her last three shots were like 11 damage, 12 damage, 12 damage. She was rolling crazy good.
Mina, heal 9.
Heal 9.
Oh, thank you.
I thought he said heal mine. I was like, I did too.
I was like, yeah. I have the heal skill.
There you go. Epsy daisy.
You wake up to Veronica just like, by Ulrich.
You did it. That was a hell of a shot.
And you see the beast is dead with a bunch of arrows in it and an elf arrow.
Oh, yes, I am quite well. Thank you.
You got shot in the head and or face. Oh. I didn't do anything about that stuff because it's boring, but I did bandage your arms.
Thank you. I need those.
Oh, speaking of Veronica, are you hurt? You took quite the spill there.
Oh, yeah, that one red-headed beastman got me a bit.
I'll heal her up.
Oh, thank you.
critted it. Yeah.
Don't forget, because we're out of combat.
So she'll heal 8.
Oh, she also got a crit on that last hit. Oh, because it went below 0. Huh. How much you say? 8?
8.
She's back to full.
Nice.
Thank you.
Okay, let's take a look at what is going on with this specimen.
Oh, yeah, this thing is messed up. So for a quick refresher, it says the beast's hindquarters are colored like the skin of a leopard. Its left wing has been seared in half with a spur of charred bone exposed. Charred gaping hole is clearly visible in its side, just beneath where the wing joint connects to the body. About the hole are a ring of flailing tendrils, gleaming eyes, and jutting teeth. Mottled scaly skin like that of a snake creeps far out across its flanks like a spreading stain from the burned hole. Whenever the beast screamed, the wound also moaned in unison, causing cracks to appear in the burnt flesh that weep clear fluid. Oh, I'm sorry, the tongue that had you was from the
Should have been
from the side mouth, but I said it was from the beak mouth, so whatever.
Ew, gross.
But it's clearly dead. It's not breathing anymore, but the mouth is still like opening and closing, and like the tongue from its mouth is still like more than twitching. It's kind of flopping about, and those little tentacles around the mouth are still moving.
We should set this on fire.
Please,
yes.
Pretend to be asleep, Mr. Beast. Now, how much dissection can I get away with before Green Warden gets mad?
Oh, it is still on fire, too. The fire is spreading from its face.
Oh, good.
Oh, you should stop that.
Nope, we should encourage it.
Yes, I'm going to collect some wood to add to the fire.
No. I need to study what made it this way.
Nope.
No, it was chaos that made it this way. We know what made it this way.
Well, we don't know exactly how it managed to get extra mouth going, though.
That's all.
Look, I already lost a green arm in the mines. I deserve this.
Yeah, plus he's trying to make it, he's trying to work on stuff so like if people are mutated, maybe you can like cut it off or whatever and make them not muted. That's like preventive.
Well,
how do you cut off an extra mouth? You don't do that.
Well, maybe you sew it up or something. I'm not a doctor. Well, I am a doctor, but like I'm not a good one.
All right. Look, can I at least just ask is there like a site of chaos that it is like, is there like a particularly glowy area or something?
Yeah, the wound underneath its wing that has grown into a mouth. Like clear. So okay. With, you don't have to make a test for this. You would be able to tell that like, it looks like the wound from like a grazed shot hit it. Like you've seen this from, maybe not from Mina shooting because she always kills people by shooting them in the face, but like you've seen wounds of like a projectile graze something before. This one happened to graze its flank and then also sheared through its wing on that side. So it cut half the wing off after it went through the body, or maybe the other way around. That's a little harder to tell, but something shot this thing. It looks like.
I'm going to go ahead and guess that it was that Giselle thing. I'm going to go over to the Skaven that had the Giselle and try to confirm that was likely the chaos firing weapon, and also pick up as much warpstone as I can.
There's one left. It fired all the rest.
I'll take it. That's another Zincha round for me.
I would like to look at the device that one Skaven had that we thought was like controlling.
Okay.
The beast and
this one.
I am not, an intellectual, but I would like to look at it and I don't know, what does it look like?
So while you're looking at that, I'm gonna have Webby quickly make a challenging trade or lore engineering. I forget what you have, or both, or whatever.
I have trade engineering.
Yeah, trade engineering is fine. So look
at fail.
Oh. So yeah, maybe this was the thing. Maybe they shot it with this and then had to find it. So it's got this device that's like clicking. It looks like it's like a box with like weird antennas sticking out the top, and it has like a display on it and some buttons and like a dial. You don't know what it's all, any writing on it would be in Queekish, so you wouldn't know what any of that means.
I might.
But like you see that it's clicking, and like there's a little like what's the word?
Dial?
No.
Like a
reader.
Yeah, like a
display.
Yeah, like a like an odometer.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Thing. Well, not an odometer. You know,
like what a speedometer.
Yeah, yeah. With the little needle.
Yeah.
And as it clicks, you see it. Every time it clicks, the needle like pops up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's also got this weird set, this weird tool that's like, it looks like it's got two handles, kind of like scissors, but like it comes to a point, mm-hmm. and it's like.
Oh, for picking up objects.
Very strange. It's also got a bunch of markings on it, some kind of measuring device. I just like how it's worded in the book. It says that they're called esoteric calipers.
Hmm. I would like to walk around with this device and watch as the thing pops and see if I can try to, you know, because Danny knows what that might indicate, but, mm-hmm. you know.
You also see he has a pistol that you're lucky he didn't get to shoot.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I will take that.
You don't really know how to work this, though. It's different from your pistol.
I don't know how to work a pistol.
It's a warplock pistol. Oh. It's a Skaven-made pistol, so it's different.
But I would like to bring this.
It seems like it's mine.
No, but okay, you can have it. But I do want to show this because this is further proof that like the Skaven are more advanced than what we thought. You know, they have this technology.
Based on what you've seen so far. It definitely looks like they took the idea of a human-made or dwarf-made pistol and just, like, Skavenified it. Like, there's so many extra bits and bobs in here.
Do they do anything? We don't know. The Skaven think they do.
Yep. but this is what... It doesn't have, like, warpstone bullets. It just had bullets.
What's Assassin Junior got?
Two hand crossbows. And
nice.
A bunch of bolts and maybe something else. Let me see. While I'm looking this up, what else, what is Mina pointing the thing at?
I'm going to walk over towards the beast because it seemed like the Skaven was like originally pointing this at it.
It goes, it's like, like it goes crazy when it's pointed at the beast.
Okay. To walk away from the beast.
And it calms down. Shows up.
What if I walk towards the dead Skaven bodies?
Which ones?
Like in the closest ones, like the assassins over there, nothing. Over by Green Warden, nothing.
Nothing really happens.
What about the other handlers that were originally circled around it?
You do well. It does go off a little bit when you point it to the ones over here.
Okay.
The ones by
Green Warden.
Green Warden and Lucky.
Okay, so it goes a little bit. What about the ones who were circling it originally? When I go by them.
No, nothing.
Nothing at all.
While you're walking in circles trying to point this at weird things, Green okay. Warden is absolutely judging you, but she's picking up her arrows, so what do I get back? I believe I fired 6 regular and 1 elf arrow.
Alright, 6 regular arrows. They're all good. Roll a 6.
Sweet.
And the elf arrow, you shot that into the beast, right?
I did.
So 50-50. I was thinking low, you don't get it. High, you do. I rolled a 5, so you get them all back.
Cool.
Crazy lucky.
While she's going around collecting arrows, I'm going to go ahead and quickly surgery the tongue out of this thing's side mouth because that, look, I should at least get a souvenir. Yeah. I'll leave the rest there, but I'm just going to pilfer that real quick.
Give me a challenging...
Sleight of hand?
Heal. You can use your surgery talent for it. If you don't pass, you'll take 1 damage from the barbs. Lucky, you found 2 vials of liquids
with
the assassin apprentice. I added it to your sheet on Founders. You can see what they do.
Okay, cool.
Because they're like unique to him. Mina.
Yes.
Give me a challenging perception test or intuition. Intuition. I don't know if they're different since they're both based on initiative.
They are different, but I passed both of them.
So you get, as you're waving this thing around, you notice like it goes crazy when you point it at the beast, but you get a little bit of clicky when it's pointed at Lucky.
Mm-hmm.
I actually get a fair bit when you point it at Lucky and a little bit when you point it at Webby, but none when you point it at Green Warden.
Mm.
Or Veronica.
I bet that this identifies men.
Probably.
And you get like the, I will say, recon a little bit, you do get the slightest little uptick when you point it at any Skaven, just the littlest bit, but the beast, it goes crazy.
Well, I'm not going to check in the Skaven's pants, so okay, so
what if you point it at yourself?
It goes a little bit less than lucky. I think more than Webby, though.
Is it because she's rather mannish?
I am very strong.
So yeah, you have those now.
Nice.
Lucky.
I can make people drunk from afar.
Found a couple poisons on his body.
And what skill is that to shoot hand crossbows?
Crossbows are either just ballistic skill or range crossbow.
Okay, cool.
But you, crossbows, you don't need a particular skill to use. There's no penalty.
For the color of it all, as Green Warden is going around collecting her arrows out of them, she is taking her dagger and making sure every single throat is slit.
Nice.
She's just making sure they stay dead.
Oh, the warplock pistol.
Professional. I do the same thing with all of my patients.
I see.
You know, metaphorically.
The warplock pistol and the Giselle, you need the Skaven engineering specifically to use them, because otherwise they don't make sense to you. So like, you have to have ranged black powder to be able to use black powder weapons. Mm-hmm. You need ranged Skaven engineering to use them. So you could, like you said, you could collect them for like evidence, but you don't know how to use these things.
I feel like I got to be pretty close to being able to use these things.
Maybe if you could find a Skaven to teach you, but Green Warden just made sure they were all dead.
Very dead.
Well, these ones didn't seem to know their griffin from their lion, so they weren't going to be telling me anything useful anyway.
Oh, they were pretty good. This one shot me in the face.
Yeah, I could bring one back for a little bit if you wanted to learn from them.
I see unreliable person talking to me, raised from the dead with unreliable magic about unreliable tech. No, I think I'm good. Thank you.
All right.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't thank you.
Oh, you're unwelcome.
Slip of the teeth there.
It does not react at all to Green Warden.
Correct.
It reacts to me.
Mm-hmm.
It reacts to Lucky.
More than you.
And it reacts a little bit less to Webby.
A little bit less or the same? I think a little bit less.
I think I know.
Actually, let's try this. Can you point it directly at this wand and then this grimoire as well and see if they give different readings?
Okay.
It gives a slight bit of a reading with the wand, but not the grimoire.
But not the grimoire?
Correct.
Interesting. I'm going to harvest this griffin's organs.
No, you're not.
That would be unethical, Lucky. We're going to leave the griffin entirely as it was killed with no parts missing.
Oh, Webby, I'm assuming you passed that heal test to get the tongue?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
That's how my magic works.
No.
We have to burn it.
Yes, your magic is stupid anyway. It never helped anyone.
It literally,
as I say this, I throw more wood in the fire.
Nice. What's the shield for?
It just lets me cast spells without rolling.
And then if there's a
and then it sometimes explodes. It blows up.
Why don't you just take all those Skaven feet?
Hey, Gregs.
Yeah, you could do that.
Go get some parts from that griffin.
I won't go near that thing. You understand what a griffin is?
You don't have to go near it with that tongue, boy.
It's half bird.
Yeah, it's half bird. You're at least half bird.
That like a demigod up. To us.
Well.
And now it's all warped and messed up.
Well, yeah, it was a demigod. Now it's like a corpse.
Don't be scared of that elf. You go get parts if you want it.
Oh, fair. Okay.
That thing.
Does it react to my sword?
The slightest amount.
My shield.
Very little bit.
Man.
Yeah, that throws me off now.
Because I was thinking magic. Originally, yeah. I was thinking corruption.
Yeah.
Yes.
But she's corrupted as fuck. I mean, just look at how she talks to people.
I can probably, if you're interested, I can take a look at that over dinner and see if I can research what exactly it's capable of doing.
Yes, I find this quite fascinating. I don't know why.
But I passed the outdoor survival, so I think it's a D10 plus
something. I think it's your success levels collected.
Oh, that could be. I thought it was like, I remember that excerpt in the witch thing, like you make a test and then it's like a D10 plus something for...
It's D10 plus your success levels.
That could be. Yeah. So eight. Eight parts.
Gross. Unless Green Warden tries to physically stop him.
Yes, she would.
You can stop Webby.
He did it while she was collecting arrows. It doesn't take that. It takes you guys a lot longer to harvest organs than to collect arrows.
Yeah.
So what do you do to stop Lucky from getting these eight parts he's trying to
claw? I mean, step one is standing between him and the griffin. So if he's going to go for it, she's literally going to stand in his way. Her dagger is still out and it is covered with rat blood.
Honestly, I don't think Lucky can do anything about a strong woman standing in his way.
Do I need to roll an intimidate check?
Can you take Skaven parts instead?
We're going to teleport to the other side.
He just winks out of existence.
And then hide on the other side with my dope cloak and then just start farming over there.
Okay.
Does he need a stealth check for that?
He's super stealthy, yeah.
Because I'm definitely looking for him.
So make a, this will be an average stealth test because you're out of sight and then add your bonuses for stealthy and whatnot from the cloak.
11 success levels.
Okay.
And I'm rolling...
Perception.
I don't think I'm going to pass that, yeah.
No.
Yeah. I'm going to try it anyway.
I don't think you can get that many success levels.
Nope.
9 minus 1.
Nah.
You're just like, oh, he's gone forever. Great. You have no idea he's on the other side of the enormous creature.
Fantastic. Yeah. I'll turn him later.
And we'll teleport back.
Playing it
Green Warden, if I may.
Magic here.
I got a little bit.
What'd you roll?
An 84.
Oh.
We'll fortune point.
Green Warden, if I may.
Teleport back to the other side.
Excellent. I guess it wouldn't be Mark's manship. It'd be Mark's elf ship, correct? Excellent Mark's elf ship.
Marksmanship suffices.
Really?
Yes.
Huh.
It is a skill. Nothing to do with my gender.
Oh, I kind of... the way to bring gender into this. No, I kind of meant the species.
Well, it seems your little human girl was pretty decent.
Yeah, I got no problem calling that marksmanship. I just thought you wouldn't want, you know, me to impose my cultural standards onto your revered.
You're trying too hard.
I think that's the first time you have or will ever say that to me. Thank you. Going in the old noggin. Gonna remember that one. Did you get hurt at all?
Not worth noting. But her sleeve is wrecked from the one time she got cut.
Mm.
As you will, then. Once it's worth noting, you let me know. I'll be happy to patch you up nearly free of charge.
Nearly. She's just going to raise an eyebrow at the nearly.
Look, you don't get medical until you've been with us for a couple of weeks, okay?
Green Warren, can I ask you a question?
You can ask.
Why can't I take things from this body? Is it because it's like all yucky? If it was not yucky, would that be okay? Or is it more universal, don't harvest organs from things?
One should never harm an animal of the woods. It has to do with the following of Kronos, the Lord of Hunting. Unless you intend to eat it, you do not take from it.
I do sometimes eat my regents.
Are you eating this one?
I mean, you said I couldn't take anything from it.
Are you intending to eat it? You should not kill unless you intend to imbibe. You do not kill unless it's necessary for your survival.
I look at Veronica. Are you going to eat it?
She's, no, no way.
This one.
You did kill it.
This one, I will say.
It was trying to kill us.
Yeah. Yeah, so how does self-defense work? Like, I'm actually just curious, not trying to, like...
Well, it's a rule of the wild, right? Kill or be killed.
True, but you should not kill unless you must needs. Now, this is, I suppose, a chaos mutant, so you could have the pieces. There's nothing natural about that. And she's going to gesture to the mouth and the tentacles on the side.
No, honestly, you were so abrupt about it. Like, I don't need to harvest from this one. What about the rat people?
Take anything you want from them.
Cool.
They shouldn't exist.
Rat people? I thought they were just rat-headed beastmen.
Yeah, that's a word for them. Actually, a couple in a string. But
they have, like, a gun.
Yeah, they're actually rather civilized.
What?
Yeah, they have, like, communities and
cities. So they're not just rat-headed beastmen?
No.
They don't even have horns. They can't be beastmen.
No, the specific term for them is Skaven.
They're real?
Yes. Yeah.
I thought they were just like children's stories.
No. Oh, no, they are very real.
How real do you need them to be?
Well, I see now, till before now, I thought they were just some beastmen had rat heads, like some had dog heads and some have goat heads.
No, they have a language. They have a hierarchy.
I did hear them being like, cheep, cheep, cheep.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I shouldn't try to talk like them. That's probably, I'm sorry, Ulrich.
Your accent is atrocious.
But yeah, I don't know. Does it make sense to bring one of these back to prove that, hey, you guys got like actual real things in the area?
I think so.
Yeah.
Do you think so, Veronica? Bring a body back to show your village?
Yeah, what was the name of your weird mayor name thing? Shanisha?
Oh, the Reeve Klein?
Reeve Klein, there we go.
Yeah. I mean, I killed the beast, so I don't think they have anything to worry about. More than the usual.
I mean, there's probably, you know, what you saw here. You know how there was a lot of these Skaven here?
There's a lot, yeah.
Yeah, this is a fraction, I'm sure, of what's around.
Oh, no.
And they have a whole, like, tunneling system. You know, the last tunnel that we were at was completely obliterated because of the Skaven. They had taken over their mine. You know, so I do think that the Skaven population really poses a risk to the neighboring towns.
Yeah, seems like it. I think
that you all need to know what you're up against.
Yeah, and honestly, Ronnie, everyone who finds a Skaven the first time is pretty alarmed. You don't want your first interaction with something trying to kill you. It might be good for the townspeople to see a specimen so that when you do come up against him in the wild, you'll be ready.
Well, I never want my encounter to try to kill me, but okay, yeah. That makes a lot of sense. We can... Let's go back to town and celebrate. We found the beast.
Yeah.
While you guys are having this discussion about how to help the people, which Green Warden doesn't care about, she wants to know what direction they all came from. Mm. Like, where did the rats come from?
Give me a average track test. Since there's so many of them, you can tell pretty quickly they weren't trying to, like, hide their trail. So you can see if we go back to the other map we've been using. Okay, so Gladbike, we got the so you guys are up a couple miles from Gladbike. So basically, it's heading, like, you can follow the trail, like, you go off for a moment, maybe, and you can see it leads to this river that's coming down from the mountains. Like, they clearly came out of the mountains without going much farther.
Does it look like the griffin, they chased the griffin down, or did the griffin fly and they came to find the griffin?
You can follow the griffin tracks to see where, like, you can find where it landed. Obviously, it wasn't trying to hide its big tracks because it was an enormous creature. And it seemed like the Skaven, you have a couple success levels there?
Go ahead, three success levels.
Three success levels. You get the sense that the Skaven came down from the mountain and were, like, searching for something. Their tracks kind of go all over the place, but as soon as they reach the spot where the griffin landed, they follow the griffin tracks until here. So they were clearly looking for it.
Mm. Green Warden will bring this information back to the group.
They're still discussing Bananas Foster or something.
Oh, Bananas Foster.
Can't say that. That's a code word. Mina, I have an idea.
Okay.
Try that thing. Let's see if it does do magic stuff.
Okay.
And I'll put on my no magic ring.
Oh.
Okay. Right?
Okay.
So I'll put that on. Okay. And then try it.
It clicks, but way less than before.
Oh, cool. So it's probably still showing the ring is magic.
Right. Right.
But not anything else.
Right.
So I don't think it's a corruption dealio.
Why does it click at me then? I'm not magical.
Are you wearing something magical?
You have magic armor and weapon.
But then I pointed it at the weapon and it hardly clicked at all.
If you click down the sword and shield and then point it at yourself, it still clicks just a little bit.
Yeah. But then I point it at the stuff and it hardly clicks.
Yeah, it clicked a tiny bit.
Yeah, that's so weird.
Green Warden, you say that they came down from the mountains.
Correct.
Since we are going to be heading toward the Brass Keep, and it does seem to be a good likelihood that there's some Skaven there, we might be able to figure out where the primary nest is. Because we're just running interference on all the symptoms. We need to get to the root cause.
Well, do you wish to follow the trail backward, or do you wish to go to the Brass Keep and try and find a new trail?
Yeah, I don't think we need to follow the trail here at all. We did the job that we are sent here to do, mm-hmm. and we need to go back to Marienburg and hang out with Boars.
Okay, you got half of that right. That was weird. Did not expect that.
I didn't want the double negative.
Expect you to call him, like, Heinrich or something.
These group very clearly came out of the mountains to hunt the griffin. They wanted something from it. They wanted it. They wanted whatever corrupted it. Whatever it was, they came for the creature.
Okay. Yes, we did our job.
Mm-hmm.
And we can take this information back. We can prep the town as best we can.
We could also follow the trail back to wherever they came from and wipe out the rest of the nest. and or find whatever nest you seem to be looking for.
The thing is with those nests is that there's probably way more than we could do anything about.
Well, then, do you have any bombs?
If it's up in a mountain, let's just cave in another entrance. You seem to like blowing things up.
But she looks that way. It's not that I like it so much as I'm good at it.
They can be one and the same.
It was fun. And we don't have to go inside to run away again. We could just be on the outside looking in.
How much time would this take? Because we do have a schedule to keep.
It depends on how far back the trail leads into the mountains. Nothing says the entrance to the cave is here.
Well, and the thing is, I guess we didn't find any of the hunters either. So...
Oh, yeah.
That mystery is still a mystery.
Maybe we can follow the tracks back for a bit and see if we find more information. Yeah. Let's defer deciding what to do until we have a bit more to go on.
Yeah, because my initial argument against just going and blowing up a cave is like, well, these people take hostages all the time. Like, we could be killing innocents if we do that. And then I was like, oh, yeah, the hunters.
Yeah. That's true.
Mina, you notice as you guys are having this conversation, I assume you're still holding on to the device. Mm-hmm. It like clicks one last time and stops. Mm-hmm. And then you hear this whirring sound. It's like, and then this little piece of paper comes out and like curls underneath it. And it has all this writing on it.
It's like a receipt.
Okay. Well, I mean, I'm assuming it's in Quickish, right?
Thank you for shopping at Glad Bike.
Yeah, it's definitely not in Reichspiel.
Can I take a look at it? Maybe I understand some of the, if it's Quickish, which would make sense.
Yeah, looking at it, you figure it must be in Quickish. It's in that kind of glyph writing with, you know, all those different little symbols. You've seen some of these symbols before. You've seen similar symbols, like, you know, on shields and things like that, that you kind of figured are probably like for different like units or clans or something like that to identify them. But this is clearly Skaven writing that was like printed out.
But I cannot decipher it.
Not at this time.
It's clearly Quickish and not like maybe magic. Writing?
It's not language magic, no.
The device?
If Levy lets you look at it.
Oh, fair.
Nope.
Does it look like it's a Skaven design? Does it have that kind of motif?
The device?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. The antennas have like orbs and things on it. You have no idea what the heck they would do.
Does it give any magical signals?
Give me a channel average.
38. So, I don't know, like, six success levels?
You can six success levels? It's not that it gives a magical what's what I'm looking for. Like, it doesn't give off waves of magic, but it does seem like the winds divert to it and then continue on.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll tell them that.
That doesn't
I think. If we want me to decipher this writing, I'm going to need to research it. I don't even know if I would need a library in order to do so. But I will say we should at least bring Ronnie back to the village before we do anything else.
Before we leave, since we're in the area, I want to do a secret signs hunter to see if any of them came this way and or if they managed to leave a sign behind if they were kidnapped.
Okay, I like that. Make an average.
One. Success level.
You see one of those signs like pointing towards the way the tracks came, like they had found, you know, a sign to go that way when if they were to come back.
Wait, so the sign says go that way?
Yeah, pointing in the direction that the Griffin tracks came from. Like they found it over there, then they made a sign to say, hey, go that way, but
go upstream.
You haven't found any evidence of the hunters themselves other than that.
Oh, so it was a sign that the rats left behind, the Skaven.
No, it looks human made.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Just like a way of marking their trail.
Yeah.
I guess.
That, you know, to those with the secret language would know that means like go the like big like thing this way.
All right.
All right, back to Glad Bike for well-deserved respite.
Yeah, you head back
accolades.
To Glad Bike with how many Skaven bodies do you bring back?
Just one, probably.
I think one's plenty.
For the record, I would suggest we don't leave until the fire goes out.
Okay.
Unless you want to start a forest fire.
Luckily, you were in a clearing, so.
Yeah.
Is it really my choice?
Nope.
I think so.
It's not really your choice.
So I'm going to assume Mina carries a Skaven body back.
Sure.
Sack of potatoes, probably. I mean, they often look smaller, but they are human size. So you're talking in at least 150 pound body. Carry it back to town. Everybody's super excited to see you back. Veronica is hailed as a hero for slaying the beast. They provide you with like a feast that night, and everybody's super excited. You all get your experience, or you get your fortune back. And we'll look at some experience real quick. You get 40 for eliminating, his name was Krat, and the Look-See Claw team. 30 for slaying the griffin.
It says 20.
Oh, I'll click it again then so you can get it twice. It says 15 for discovering the griffin, and 10 points for dealing with the villagers in Gladbike, which is basically like, you know, they were suspicious about wizards and stuff, and you guys handled that well. Mm. And like telling them that you were working for the Graf and whatnot, because they'll be pretty, like, they don't really like outsiders until you tell them that, and then they love you.
But that's why I always berate Lucky, very ostentatious-like.
Right, because he's a wizard. Quote, wizard.
So my class is totally back. Legit wizard.
And then, I don't remember what that total, so we'll do another 20 for experience, for role-playing.
Your title is Piss Fidget. I think we all agreed.
We remember
what
that.
Was the ultimate total?
115 total.
115. Very nice. And then, unless there's anything else we want to do, you can have a nice stay in the inn again for free. So if anybody's still down wounds, we can just say you go to full. That's fine. And we'll see what happens next time in 288. Oof. Now that you've done your out of town jobs.